This is AAR Audio, and you're listening to Freight Rail and Climate Change. Transportation is one of the largest sources of greenhouse gas emissions, but not all transportation has the same impact. Freight rail only accounts for a small share of transportation-related emissions while moving about 40% of America's long-distance freight measured by ton volumes. On average, one train can move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel. This makes freight rail the most fuel-efficient way to move goods over land. Trains are also 3 to 4 times more fuel-efficient than trucks on average, with one train taking hundreds of trucks off the road. But railroads aren't just saying, well, we're the most fuel-efficient way to move goods over land, I guess we're done. Instead, they continue investing in cleaner technology, smarter operations, and a more resilient network to reduce emissions even further. Reducing locomotive emissions is a major target for freight railroads. When a locomotive isn't moving, it often keeps running. And just like a car sitting at a stoplight, an idling locomotive burns fuel even though it isn't going anywhere. Today's locomotives use start-stop technology, which shuts down the engine when it's not needed and then restarts it again when it's time to move. Locomotive engineers also use advanced fuel management systems that help them operate the train more efficiently. These onboard systems recommend the best throttle and braking strategies based on the train's weight, the terrain ahead, and operating conditions. The result is less fuel burned, which means fewer emissions. Railroads are also testing battery electric locomotives, hydrogen fuel cells, hybrid technologies, and renewable fuels to further reduce their environmental footprint. The same effort to reduce emissions continues inside rail yards. These are the places where trains are built, rail cars are sorted, and containers move between trains and trucks. Zero-emission cranes lift containers between trains and trucks. Battery electric yard vehicles replace diesel-powered equipment. Automated gate systems, biometric scanners, and mobile apps help move trucks through terminals more quickly. Railroads are also preparing for the effects of a changing climate. Every year, they invest tens of billions of dollars into the tracks, bridges, signals, and equipment they own and maintain. Those investments help the network withstand floods, wildfires, extreme heat, and severe storms. Railroads clear vegetation to reduce wildfire risk. They use weather and seismic sensors to monitor changing conditions. They replace older bridges and structures with stronger materials. They have a clear goal: keep freight rail moving safely even as weather becomes more extreme. Sustainability also depends on the people who operate the railroad. Employees continually look for new ways to save fuel, improve operations, conserve resources, and reduce waste. Railroads recycle materials, improve energy efficiency in their facilities, and protect natural areas along their rights of way. Moving freight will always require energy. The challenge is using that energy as efficiently as possible. Freight rail already produces fewer emissions than other ways of moving large amounts of freight over land. New technology helps skilled employees reduce that impact even further. By combining innovation with the experience of skilled railroad employees, freight rail continues to lower emissions, strengthen its network, and help keep America's supply chains moving.